As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Frothies!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
They don't come much bigger than this Sunday session, Fat, and actually, they don't come much smaller than our special guest, Justin Langer.
He made 23 more test centuries than you did, you flog.
Shut up, Bill.
Also, we have the most competitive hump day quiz we've ever had, Jimmy boy. And I'll tell you a very, very funny joke.
That's highly unlikely. We have a massive idiot file as well because you've been horrendous. And next, we chat to the future of the West Coast Eagles, the medium-sized O, Oscar Allen.
From the West Coast Eagles, Oscar Allen joins us.
Oh, yes, indeed. And great to have him on the Rush Hour, the boy from Perth who grew up there barracking for the West Coast Eagles. But I do have some good stuff that has been handed to me, Oski.
Righto.
All right, now,
for me.
At any stage, you can pull me up and say, no, that is not true, okay? But I have heard, it's come back to me down in Geelong, that you are not happy, Jan, that you didn't make the under-22 side that has just been announced. The term was that you are spitting chips.
Ah, good to see a couple of the boys just stitch me up. they took me out this morning and... I'll tell you what, I wasn't informed. I was told by everyone else on the side that I was no good and not good enough to make the side. So that was a good way to start the day, but we'll get with it.
Well, let's have a look, Jim. There's Maxie King at full forward.
No.
Norton at centre forward.
No.
Ben King on the bench.
No.
And
no.
Yeah, he didn't make it. Anyway, don't worry, Os, we'll move on. Also, apparently you can't wait for Josh Kennedy, the superstar that everyone loves. You can't wait until he retires, until he hangs up his boots, because you will then be the big dog.
That's not too bad, actually. I love him. I said the best thing about JK is the other teams always put their attention towards him, so I can generally get the second or third, most likely third or fourth best defender. So he's helped me get a game at the moment.
All right, that's good mail you're getting, Fat. Right, I keep going.
That's what I used to do with Ablett, Oscar. Don't worry about it. And the next one is, you reckon that you should have gone number one, but the stress fractures in your foot held you back.
A little bit of mail on it, but at the time, I thought I was going to go a little bit higher.
Even quoted as saying, the biggest slider in the history of the draft.
I reckon some other boy, Gary Ablett in the 50s, Dane Swan in the 50s, they might have something else to say about that.
Jim, the biggest slider in the history of the AFL.
That's what I heard you say. What else have we got?
Do you call yourself the Big O?
Yeah, it was a nickname given to me, but Oscar McInerney in Brisbane.
Yes.
Larger than me, so I've coined the middle size O.
And apparently you moved out of home. You just wanted to get out of home. But you're a mummy's boy. You're out only for 3 months, and you couldn't wait to get back home, so you have moved back in with the family again.
Yep. There's no mail on that. That's happened. I couldn't do it cooking and cleaning for myself, so went back home.
Hey, Bill, that's good mail.
Good mail, Jim.
I don't know how you get your tentacles out that far, because normally if it's not from Geelong or North Melbourne, Bill's mail drops right off. But now, Oscar, we always ask the hard questions here on the Rush Hour.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the photo I've got here of Lorna.
Yeah, Jim.
Now, she is too... Oscar, she's too good for you, mate.
Too good for you.
How the hell have you managed to latch onto Lorna?
Yeah, got a little bit lucky, I think. I'm not quite sure how I've done it, but I'm holding on for dear life, see how far I can ride it for.
Is she a local girl, Whitford's girl, or where's she from?
Yeah, she's local. She's from Karen up, so just around the corner from where I live.
Hey, all right, we need to let you get focused on this big final, but geez, you must be pinching yourself. Collingwood, great club to play a final against. There'll be a big house at Optus Stadium. How are you feeling going into that?
yeah, looking forward to it. This will be my first final. I haven't played a final yet. In round 23 last year and the year before, I was dropped after both of them. So hopefully I've done enough to hold my spot this year. So yeah, looking forward to it. And in all seriousness, we know what Collingwood bring. They're a quality side, so we're going to need to be at our best.
Yeah, and has Lorna finished her pharmaceutical degree yet?
Enough.
Yeah, she's working through it at the moment. Almost finished her undergraduate, but I'll keep you up to date with that. She's just applying for her master's now.
Right,
Oscar, keep Bill a mile away, as far away as possible. Hey, well done, mate. Good luck, big game.
No worries. Thank you very much, guys. Cheers.
See you, mate.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
So, where are we at by way of contestants, please? Who have you selected, Wobble?
Well, I've gone with Harry from Essendon, who's there, and he says, because JB and Bill should be up in the hub at the Gold.
No, we shouldn't. I'm very glad I'm up there.
No, God, I wouldn't mind being up there,
no,
Jim.
No, thanks.
I'd be out with Eddie and Buddy.
Yeah, you would.
At that,
whoever you could
kebabs.
Brown your nose on. Who else have we got?
And we've got Luca, who is a teacher, and he uses your lame jokes.
Oh, no.
Probably my lame jokes.
Yes.
On my class Zoom sessions, and they love it. The kids love it.
He gets crickets from the kids. Lift fat is what it says here. So, Luca, are you there?
I am. Hello, Fat Skinny. Hello.
Oh, we're good, mate. Now, we've had some duds on this quiz lately. We've had some blokes that have not really turned up. Luca, I need you to be sharp. I need you to scream your name out as soon as you know the answer, because we want something that's remotely competitive. Yes, Fat.
And who do you barrack for, Luca?
For the Bombers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they've had a good year. Great year, mate.
Come on. We need you doing better than them.
We've got Harry. Welcome, Harry. Who do you barrack for?
I also go for the Bombers, boys.
Oh, you know why we've got them together, Jim?
Why?
Essendon are going to win something today.
Oh, oh no.
Good Jill. Right. I must admit, Jill thought of that. I can't steal that. Cause...
Now, listen, head like a bum. Let's get this quiz started for these boys.
Righto, Harry, you'll be Harry, and Luca, you'll probably be Luca.
Beautiful.
Sounds good.
Righto, here we go. Who is the captain of the West Coast Eagles?
Harry.
Luca.
Yes, H?
Luke Shuey.
One oh, zip. Nice, Luca, nice, you got to jump in. I warned you early.
This is
All right,
Luca. This is an audio question, okay? Who kicked this goal last weekend?
Can't stop laughing. He hasn't even kicked it yet.
Luca.
Yes, Luca.
But just the second goal of his career.
That will be the skipper of the Hawks, Ben Stratto.
Oh, yes, Strats.
Oh, nice. I love like, it. They're
too.
On these two, Jim.
Like, it's a good one. I like it.
Who was named captain of the under-22s 2020?
Luca.
Harry. Oh.
Andy McGrath.
Andy McGrath, little number one from your joint.
We weren't going with that question.
Yeah, because they're both Essendon supporters and that.
I crossed it out too.
Yeah, that's it. But you then read it.
I think that's the third year Andy McGrath's got in that side. It's a good effort. Well done, Bill. Good question.
Yep, not really.
we'll have an audio question now. This will be number four.
Right.
Listen to this audio.
Look at the reaction from Cameron Smith.
Look up.
Luca.
Yep. That was when Cameron Smith overtook Bellamy's most tries, and then Bellamy gave him the bird.
All right, Bill.
No.
That Bellamy gave him the bird.
No.
Yeah, no, there's a tick from Rabbits Bartholomew.
No.
That's two all. We go to question 5-5.
No, because he didn't. He gave him the bird.
That's what he said. That's exactly what he said.
Well, play out the rest of the audio.
Right, so it's two all.
Look at the reaction from Cameron Smith. Craig Bellamy, it's got to be a bet. Craig Bellamy has given his captain.
That's it, Fat.
I have seen it all.
That's why it's two all in the quiz.
All right.
So question five.
Question five.
So is this the decider?
That would be it if it's two all and it's question five, Jim.
I know. Get it right then.
Fair dinkum, you're nuff. You're a nuffy.
Get it right, Fat.
Now, boys, first in, have a good think about this. Name the three clubs who missed out on having a player nominated in the All-Australian 14.
Harry. Luca.
Harry.
Ooh, Harry.
Adelaide.
Don't Gold tell
Coast.
Them. No, Rebs.
Adelaide and Gold Coast. And we've got...
That's too long.
Oh.
So Luca can jump in and do a Bradbury.
Yes.
Oh, Bradders. I think it was, yeah, the Suns, Adelaide, and North.
Yes, Luca! North Melbourne.
Listen,
well done, Luca.
Listen, Lukey, your bomber's nuffy. Don't be gloating over North Melbourne either. I can cut you off real quick.
Our next guest played 105 test matches for Australia, averaging over 45 with the bat and scoring 23 centuries.
Oh, he's gone for it. This could be 100. This could be it. He's hit it for six. Dustin Harris has smashed it to the boundary.
He was also a former teammate of JB, and the sledging still goes on.
Because he smiles and everyone thinks he's the nicest man alive. He was a vicious little sniper.
Well, coming from one of the most ordinary blokes I've met in my life, talk about snipers, old skulls up there.
Yes.
He once wrote that he'd rather watch green bananas go brown than watch me bat.
Please welcome Australian cricket team coach, Justin Langer.
Someone had said to me when I first came across this bloke, he was about 15, that he was going to play 105 test matches for Australia. I would have said no chance. The only thing he's ever going to do is maybe ride a maiden to a victory at Ascot.
At
in
Belmont.
Perth, because he's a tiny little dwarf. And he joins us now, the coach of Australia, Justin Langer, from lockdown in Adelaide. Welcome to you.
What about this? In the introduction, it said that you and I had been teammates. Yes. That's impossible, because you were never good enough to be in the same cricket team as me.
No, I'd left Western Australia before they finally gave you, they threw you a bone, and then we became opponents. And if we want to go there, we can do it right off the top. Do you want to talk, Bill, through what? The time when I took the new ball and just managed to plough the same ball into your middle and leg stump?
No.
Bill, it would have been the second new ball. I would have been 160 by then, so I was feeling sorry for Brash. So I would have given him one just to try and keep him in the team because, you know, we're loosely mates, so I had to give him something.
Not only, is what happened, not only did that happen, and it wasn't the second new ball, but secondly, he wouldn't look me in the eye either. I chased after him to let him know he's just been bowled, and he cracked him and wouldn't look me in the eye.
He's saying all this about you, mate, but let me tell you, when we're having a few beers, oh, me and JL did this. Please. How good's JL? Me and JL and Tom Moody. And does he talk about other people? He loves dropping names.
Oh, massive names dropper, Brace. It's actually a joke. It becomes sickening. Every time we speak, I hear about him and him and him. Oh, yeah. Seriously.
What are you doing, by the way?
Get back to your roots.
What are you doing at the minute?
Roots.
You're in a hotel room in Adelaide, locked away for how many more days?
Yeah, I've got another 10 days, I reckon. And then I've got to go back to Perth and do another 2 weeks.
Sucked in.
So,
why didn't you go straight to Perth? Seriously, why wouldn't you just do 14 days there?
Well, we took a flight. We took a charter jet from England back to Australia, and that was part of our exemptions that we all had to come back to the same place. So anyway, it is what it is. It's a sacrifice we've had to make to keep the show on the road, and there's lots of people making sacrifices at the moment, isn't there?
How did we assess the team over there in England? The T20 series didn't go as well as you'd like, but the one day is nice.
I'm really happy when you consider we went from 5 months of no cricket straight to play England in England. So and we were so close in the T20s. We should have, should have and could have, isn't it, Bray? But we were so close to T20s. But then to win that series, the one-day series against England, they're a very, very good one-day. It's about the world champions at the moment. So overall, it was a great few weeks for us.
Hey, mate, you talk about collapses, because we seem to have a few collapses, and it's a bit like in footy, the momentum. How do you stop that? How do you stop a collapse, JL?
Oh, mate, if you could tell me,
oh, no.
you'd be the Australian coach, Billy, and do we talk about it? It's always that fine line. Yeah, good chance. It wouldn't be hard. But you are an idiot, seriously. First class. For to all the listeners out there, how you even tune into Brayshaw's rubbish? We understand, Billy, but my gosh. Anyway, how do you fix collapses, Bill?
I don't know.
Do we talk about it? There's always we've always got a psychologist with us, and we say, do you talk about it or do you not talk about it and hope it doesn't happen again? But we just look at how we get better. We try and get the right people in place. Maxie's grabbing hold of it at the moment. Let's hope. And Alex Carey's innings the other day was unbelievable. So let's hope that these guys can grab hold of it. Doesn't happen too often.
Alex Carey is tough as me, so he's got a big future. Now, India coming out, Lick, and I want to talk to you about them because I didn't enjoy the last time they were out here and beat us in a test series when we were wounded. No Warner, no Smith. So now we go in full strength. I cannot wait.
Oh, it's going to be a huge summer. It's going to be great. And like you say, India beat us for the first time in their history. They were cock-a-hoop. It'd be nice to, you know, we're playing some great test cricket at the moment. Be nice to get one back over them, won't it?
Oh, no, I can't. I cannot wait. Two, in my opinion, only two best test match playing teams to watch in the game, and they're going to go hard after each other. It will be absolutely sensational.
I love the way Virat Kohli plays. You know, he winds us all up. He's a little street fighter. He's probably the best batsman I've ever seen in my life. So he's well led. We're also well led now with Paney and, I'm really looking forward to this summer. It should be great cricket.
JL, all serious now. Good luck with this massive summer coming up. We cannot wait. Australia, India, it's going to be superb.
Thanks, guys.
Got an email here. And it's from Vin in Preston.
Vin in Preston.
Yeah, it reads like this. Jim, you are the king of kings. Rabbits, get your button pushing right. I've noticed you're starting to fall away.
Yes.
But he says, my favourite thing that ever appears on this show is the idiot file, because Bill's an idiot.
I can't believe, Jim, they all start the same.
I know. You are the king of kings. I know. It's fantastic. Go Blues, says Vinny. That couldn't be Vin Cotoggio, surely. Not our man. Out there, Preston way. Vin loves this show.
It could be. Vinny.
He loves the Rush Hour, Vinny Cotoggio, the great man. All right, so idiot files what Vin wants to hear. Let's hear it.
Oh, Jimmy boy, it's tough in being a single life, Jim. It really is tough in this ISO period.
It's tough being a single life.
It is, Jim. Ah, Jim, two burglars. What about this? You know what this is? You know what? It's a Viking clap.
Oh, is it?
Right. Yeah, that's what they started it in Iceland. Right. When back in the day when the Vikings used to have a good kill.
Right.
They'd all come marching back and do the Iceland clap.
Yes.
Viking clap.
And also, the Viking clap. But I think, Jim... now, Damo, I don't know if you can help me out here. Was there any Richmond Football Club boys still in the strip joint the other night? Or had any Richmond footy boys had left the club earlier?
Do you understand that question, Purple?
St Kilda West Coast.
Who's looking after it for us?
Well, Barry Denner, he's very good. Joey Montana, very good. Bernie Vince.
Montana.
And Dominic Team, who's a very good player, Jim.
Very good.
Here's one, the US Open in five sets. He lost the first two, Jim.
He did.
He was down 2-6, 4-6.
Against who?
Alexander
Zverev. No, Rabbits. Who'd he play in the final?
Verviv.
Verviv.
It's a silent Z, Jim. But... Our man blew up in in the semis. Gym.
He did.
Medvedev. Wow, wee Jimmy boy, blow me down. That changes everything. I almost felt like an adult.
Or I almost feel like an adult again. Is that what you're trying to say? Or?
All right, I can say that. I almost feel like a adult again. You say that. I almost feel like an adult again.
What are you doing down there, please? Have you got a CC and dry open? Or something?
How do you say it then? I almost feel like
an adult again.
Wow, wee, blow me down, Jimmy boy. That changes everything. I almost feel like a adult again. NFL, well, Tom Brady is playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jim.
Yep. Where are your Buccaneers?
On his bucket head, Jim.
Oh, where is our man at?
Number 9, the Hemsworthers. The Hemsworths, Jim.
Thank you.
And she's a girl from the Gold Coast, Jim, and done very, very well. So well done to you, Margie. Margot.
Even Margot, yeah.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I caught up with Leon because it's bloody hard to catch up with. He's been busy this week.
Hubs, yep.
And I said to him, what is going on with Aiden Corr? Where is he actually, Leon? Tasmania are going to have a new team in the NBL next year, Jim.
Right.
Okay. So they've narrowed it down to three names, okay? Right. They've had a lot of nominations.
Oh, how this is. I haven't even had a beer.
Nominations.
In the bins, brownless.
From the Tasmanian public, Jim, and they've narrowed it down to three, and they'll reveal the name on October 1, okay?
This is career worst.
An older couple, Jim, made a deal that whoever died first would come back and inform the other one if there's sex after death.
Mm.
Their biggest fear was there was no sex after all.
Right.
After life at all. All right. Good work. Hey, Jimmy boy, plenty of sport. And I've got different all sports of sport. Oh. Thanks, our good friend.
What was
that? All sports of sport.
Different all sports of sport.
Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
Why?
Because they're dead.
Oh, come on, Jim.
Couldn't they have been dead for 2,000 years, you dickhead?
No, it's more than 2,000.
JC was wandering around 2,000 years ago.
Was he?
What the hell are you on about? 2,000.
All right, then, 5,000 years ago.
No, even longer than that. I think you're right. Oh, my God. This is all bins.
Bins. Yeah.
Bins Brownless in September, and he just falls right off.
Well, what's the date? 25th of September, Jim. So I tell you, I've nearly finished, by the way. We're nearly off air, so that's why I'm just struggling. I'm limping to the line.
In fact, you can't even sort of blame lunches, because normally this time of year you're doing a heap of speaking stuff and lunch. You can't blame that because there have been none of them.
Yep.
In lockdown, so you should be fresh. So what are you blaming it on, bins?
My brain. It just doesn't work.
Josh Gibson is one of our favourites. Not least because he played 65 games for JB's Roos, then shipped off to Hawthorn and won 3 flags.
Number 6, Josh Gibson.
All through his career, we knew he was an important part of Hawthorn's success.
Yourself and Grant Birchall are the two at the Hawks in the back half field you cannot give that room to.
Geiger counters.
Oh, no.
They're Geiger counters.
What do you think? You've got radiation coming out.
No. If they play well.
Barometers?
Geiger counters.
I'm so lost right now.
Please welcome Josh Gibson.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
In my 50.
Oh, Bill, you idiot.
In my early 42 years that I've had on the planet.
52, yeah.
I've met some people that are happy with themselves. I've met some people that are comfortable with what they bring to the visual table.
Yes.
None of them get anywhere near this man.
Oh.
Josh Gibson, welcome to you.
Thank you, JB, for that glowing introduction.
What are you doing, please? I follow you on Instagram, but therefore I can't follow you because you're jumping around all over the place. You're on horses, you're in gyms. What the hell are you doing with yourself?
Mate, so work-wise, in the gyms, as you said, we've got a company called Revel, which is, group training. So we've got 5 studios around Australia. Glad we've got a few other sold rounds in other places because there's not much happening in Victoria right now at our studio in Paran. But, mate, that's what's keeping me busy work-wise. And as you said, mate, I've got a bit of a passion for riding horses. So that's the hobby.
What else you got, Fat?
Where are you living, Joshua? Because I heard you're up Ballarat way.
I am, mate. I'm about halfway between there and Dalesford, so just near Creswick. So made the move, left the city. There wasn't enough space for me and JB. So
good. You were the one that had to leave.
We've left his big head in the big smoke, mate.
And you've got some big stables and all that. Do you watch Yellowstone? Because they've got big stables and they've got barrel girls and buck jumping and all that. Do you watch that?
Mate, I'm a big lover of Yellowstone. Unfortunately, my property is nothing like that. But no, they're the goal, isn't it? It's pretty good down there what they've got Kevin Costner on that show. And they're all getting those Yellowstone brandings as a little community. Good watching.
And camp drafting interests me. Now, there's lots of things you can do on a horse. Camp drafting, one of the less glamorous pursuits. How the hell did you get into that?
Well, you know me, JB. I'm low frill, mate. It's not all about me. So a less glamorous sport is right up my alley.
I'll listen to you.
And we also hear you might be playing footy in Ballarat next year.
Surely not.
Yeah, no, you've heard right, Billy. I'm playing at the Ballarat Swans next year, mate. So pulling on a Swans jersey, which is going to be a bit different. Looking forward to it, mate. They've got a really young group there, so they need someone with a bit of knowledge to come in and help educate these young defenders. So, man, I don't know why they turned to me, to be honest, but that's what I'm going to be doing, and it should be a bit of fun.
You're too old and too slow, and it's too cold in Ballarat to play footy.
Those 3 points are definitely correct, but it's all about giving back, JB. And, you know, I think in all seriousness, I was pretty lucky to play AFL footy and had a great career. And I think you've got to give back to the game at some stage. And if this is the way that I can give back in helping some young blokes play some better footy and maybe pull some people to the games to watch, then
It is about time you put something back somewhere. Now, Hawthorn and North Melbourne, the two clubs you played for, 15th and 17th on the ladder.
Oh, Josh.
That's why I've moved to Ballarat Swans. it's been tough for those two clubs this year. And, you know, none of us have really spent time in the hub. And I just wonder, you know, how much of an effect it does have on different groups. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day with Ben Stratton, you know, and him retiring. And we all know that he's a bit of a free cat and a spirit. And, you know, people like that would probably do it tough in the hub. So, mate, they're two pretty proud footy clubs, and I'm sure that they won't be at the bottom of the ladder for too
imagine
long.
Imagine Gibb in a hub. Oh. I just imagine. he would have got through a day and a half, I reckon.
He would have been at the place we went to and had a
kebab,
hamburger or kebab. I dare say you would have been there too, Gibbo.
Well, to be honest, when we travelled interstate, I really enjoyed spending time in my hotel room and watching movies. So I honestly did. I enjoyed an interstate trip. Doing it for 18 weeks or 16 weeks in a row might be a bit different, but I would struggle a little bit with the hub, JB.
If bullshit were currency, mate, you'd be a billionaire. Stayed in my room and watched a movie. Can you believe it? The eastern suburbs of Sydney were named after you.
I can't even answer that.
Because it's true.
Exactly right. Hey, well done, Gibbo. Good luck with everything coming up.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Good chatting.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Because Australia need a real classical Dean Jones inning.
When Dean Jones was at the crease, as a cricket spectator, you felt confident that Australia was going to be okay.
Well, that's a huge hit. That's six more. That's one of the biggest hits I've ever seen here at the Adelaide Oval.
Oh, that's a big hit. That's six. It's way, way back. There she goes. Oh, up in the balcony. What a great hit.
You could say he revolutionised the way, certainly for young fans, coming down the wicket, stepping to the side. We see the players do it in this day and age with ease. It's a normal thing, but at that time, not so much.
Oh, he smashed that one. That'll end up in Coke Nose. It's gone miles. It's a big six.
But the Victorians' most courageous moment came during a test in Madras in 1986.
It was so hot and the energy levels were just completely sapping out of us. I don't think they played today in those conditions. I think they would say it was harmful to your health. It really was quite ridiculous when you look back and it was so hot.
I knew it was hot when Chris Reekamp, a local, he said, "You know how hot it is here, Dino, today?" I said, "No." He said, "When I was driving here this morning, I saw the rats running away."
That double century in Madras is just the stuff that legends was made of.
The tragedy of it was played in India because it didn't get the publicity, it didn't get the recognition. It's one of the great innings ever played, one of the gutsiest innings ever played.
He was so passionate about Australian cricket, he was so passionate about the game of cricket, full stop. There's not that many players who really revolutionised the game.
Beautiful shot, that's a huge six over. Shot. More of that, please, Dean Jones.
Oh, look, Bill, where do you start when you're talking about Dino? He was a properly larger-than-life character. Firstly, he was a hell of a player. Probably a better player than people actually realised. At the time, he averaged 46 over 52 test matches, which speaks for itself. As you've just heard so many people talking about in that introduction, he reinvented the way one-day cricket was played. He took it to a whole new level. He was also an incredibly good player for his beloved Victoria. He loved playing cricket for Victoria. We played Fat in 3 Shield matches in a row, if you like, 3 years of Shield matches in a row at the MCG. I reckon it was in the early 90s. The first year we came over, South Australia, Victoria at the MCG, he made 200s in the same game. That was the first year. The next year we came back, 200s the same game. Next year we came back, he made a double 100. And then the third year we came back, he made a triple century, 300 in the one innings. and fat.
So 100, 100, 200 and a 300.
And a 300. In 3 sort of years of playing Shield games at the MCG. And fat, I remember he was in the middle of making 300. The only time I ever saw live anyone make a 300. Actually, that's not true. Jeff Marsh made one in Perth one day. But anyway, I'm out there walking from first slip to first slip. And seriously, mate, we didn't look like getting him out. And that came on the back of the previous year, 200. The previous year to that, 200s in the one game. So anyway, we'd had enough. We'd had enough of looking at him. So I'm walking from first slip to first slip, and he was on about 280. And I said to him, Dino, why don't you do us all a favour and f*** off? He pissed. And? He used to have this stupid high-pitched laugh. He'd go, hey, you're not going to get me out in a week. You will never get me out on this. And, mate, we weren't going to either. I don't even reckon we did get him out. It was So he was an incredibly good player. He's still the best runner between the wickets I've ever seen.
Oh, yep.
And, Bill, that's a very underrated part of the game of cricket, I reckon. He loved the challenge of it. He loved turning ones into twos and twos into threes. But
spot on.
The other thing he loved doing, he loved the ego of taking certain fielders on. So he'd be out there batting and he'd look at the fielder and go, so you think you got a good arm? Watch me beat it. Yep. That was how he sort of, his mind worked. And ego is an often heard word when describing Dino because he had a healthy one. But it had, and you know this, it had a charm with it. Once you knew... you know, it was part of the Dean Jones sort of package. He had this great charm. And I said to a really good mate of his who I knew would be devastated, so we sort of spoke earlier today, and I said to him, this guy played as well, I said, I legitimately couldn't stand Dino when we played against each other, mainly because we could never get him out. But he was an antagonist, Fat. He'd hold the bowler up at the top of his mark. He'd ask for a change of gloves at the most inappropriate time. He did stuff that he knew would antagonise the opposition. And he especially loved getting under the skin of the opposition leaders. So with us, it was Jamie Siddons and Darren Lehman. And they'd crack the shits with him. And then he'd start laughing that they'd get angry. And I remember we'd walk into the dressing rooms at lunchtime and tea time. And I'd say to them, boys, you're tipping into him again. He is doing it so that you'll get angry. And they got angry. But what I realised later on, we got to do a lot of work together on TV, pay TV doing commentary, was how wrong I had him, Fat. He was actually a beauty. He had a massive heart. He was incredibly generous. He had time for everyone. And he loved his girls. And by the way, they loved him. Janie, his beautiful wife, Isabella and Phoebes. They adored Dino. They will be understandably devastated. 59 is way too young. But I will say this when I finish talking about Dean Jones. He was always larger than this life. But don't worry, Fat. You know this. He'll push his shoulders back and he'll walk into the next life and he'll be very confident he can dominate that one too.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister,
this is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Let's go two from two, Bill. Come on.
Oh, no.
A bloke was walking along, Jim, just minding his own business, and he spots a sign outside a house that reads, Talking Dog for Sale. He thinks to himself, he's intrigued. He walks in, Jim. So what have you done with your life? He asks the dog, if you don't mind, Jim. And the dog says, I've lived a very full life. I've lived in the Alps, rescuing avalanche victims. I served my country in Iraq. And now I spend my days reading the residents of a retirement home stories. The guy, can you believe it, Jim, is flabbergasted.
He would have been.
He asks the dog's owner, why on earth would you want to get rid of an incredible dog like that? The owner looks over and he says, because he's a bullshitter. He's never done any of that stuff.
Jim.
He's a lying dog, Jim. But he can talk. That's
No, Bill, we know the funny bit of the story. You know. We get the joke bit.
Jim, he's a talking dog.
He's a liar.
He's a liar.
Dog's a liar.
Dog's
he's making stuff up.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.